You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Time to touch some grass.
It's the Green Desk on 95BFM, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.
Have you ever thought about what happens to all the food which, while perfectly edible, simply doesn't make it to the table? This week, the Green Desk delves into the growing issues of food waste, food insecurity, and social isolation, and discusses how they can all be remedied by making better use of the perfectly good food that would otherwise end up in the bin. Everybody Eats is an organization founded in 2017 which rescues surplus food items from charities and businesses and converts them into restaurant-style food. They have a pay-what-you-can mode with the aim of making this food accessible to all. Ahead of Earth Day 2025, Green Desk producer Liam spoke to Amanda Butland, the systems and support manager at Everybody Eats, about the current food waste crisis and what we can all learn from the Everybody Eats ethos.
So what is the Everybody Eats initiative? It seems like a project, but also an ethos as well.
Yeah, Everybody Eats was set up for three reasons. Predominantly in the beginning, it was to reduce food waste. And then Nick Loosley, he's the founder, he wanted to do something unique by, instead of just rescuing food and handing it out, which doesn't empower anybody, it doesn't actually provide an experience that's fulfilling and rewarding. So he came up with the concept of pay-as-you-feel restaurants. So we have proper restaurants, we have three-course meals the food would have otherwise gone to landfill, and people just come in and pay whatever they feel or whatever they can. And some people can afford to be more generous, to pay it forward for those who are less fortunate and struggling a bit more. So there was the food waste issue to begin with, and then the social isolation that we see in our neighbourhoods, in our cities and suburbs, and people feeling disconnected and isolated. It was creating a space where they could come together and connect, I guess, over some food, over around the table and with conversation and company. And then in turn, inevitably, we were combating some food insecurities and food poverty that is a rising issue. So these three pillars that really the charity stand for, and they will sort of fluctuate between benefits to different communities depending on where we're situated. Yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell, really.
And how big of a problem is food waste in New Zealand and the world?
It's quite massive. About a third of the world's food that's produced actually goes to waste. It doesn't reach anyone's stomachs. It doesn't reach the household. If it was to be compared to a company with greenhouse gas emissions, it would be the third largest company in the world. So that was some stats from a long time ago when we first started. It's probably pretty much the same. Food waste is still a huge issue. And the greenhouse gases that are emitted from organic matter going to landfill is a huge issue. So that's one of the major parts of what we're trying to do is we're only tiny, which is putting a small dent in it, but feeding bellies, not bins, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, and what more can be done about this issue?
I think education and people talking about ways in the household, it comes down to the individual person and how they're shopping, how they're planning their meals for the week, how they're looking at their fridge and using what needs to be used first, or using every part of a particular vegetable. There's lots of little tips and tricks that can help with the individual doing their own part. I think big companies are super keen to not be throwing food away like they used to. So they've come on board and they're happy for people to be swooping in and rescuing the food if it's got no other destination but the bin. Potentially it could be mislabeled product or a pallet that's been dropped, so there's a little bit of damage to the labels. There's nothing actually wrong with the product itself or the food, but it can't be retail sold. And that was the type of food that was being thrown. So the companies have come on board. I feel like there needs to be a little bit more education when it comes to the individual consumer.
Do you think there's a lot of public support for fighting food waste?
There's a lot of public support, a lot of community support, because these are the people that it's affecting, especially when it comes to food insecurities. Potentially not a lot of government support when it comes to funding. We're having to apply for external grants and funding constantly from philanthropists and charity trusts, anyone that's got money, but we've got our hand up against every other charity at the moment due to funding cuts and people struggling a lot more. So there could be more support, yes.
And with Earth Day next week, what can listeners at home learn from the Everybody Eats ethos?
Everybody Eats is we're feeding bellies, not bins. And I feel like with the food that we receive, we get super creative. We look at it as fun. We use every little part of the food that comes in. And we come with the attitude of the wonky looking fruit and vegetables, and there's actually nothing wrong with the actual food itself. So I think as consumers on Earth Day, we can learn to respect what's coming from the earth and what is actually perfectly edible food, and not be as aesthetically fussy when we're doing our shopping. Basically, if people don't know that Everybody Eats, the best way to check us out is to come for dinner. It's a real vibe. It's an affordable way to go out. It's helping the planet. It's helping pay it forward to those less fortunate. And we've got two restaurants in Auckland, so it makes it easier. So we've got one in Onehunga and one in Glen Innes, and they run 5 nights a week, Sunday through Thursday from 6 till 8. And there's heaps of information on our website, and they can place bookings for tables. The menu goes up around 3 o'clock every day, so it's cool. It's a set menu every day. It's a mystery box challenge for the chef. The volunteers that come along just create such a cool vibe. So that's the best way to experience it and help with our issue, is to come for dinner and support us.
And that was Amanda Butland talking about the mission of Everybody Eats to reduce food waste and combat food insecurity and social isolation. If you're interested, Everybody Eats currently has 2 restaurants in Auckland where everyone's welcome and you can pay what you can. Big thanks to EcoFest.
Okay, grass time is over. Back inside the blue screen you go.
That was The Green Desk, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.